You're listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, we're heading towards the top of the hour here on ESPN 97.5. Did you see this report about Kirby Smart?
Yes.
He used $1.4 million of his own money this offseason to hire chauffeurs for the entire Georgia football roster, preventing future driving issues.
That's frankly embarrassing.
This is how it's going to be for the foreseeable future, he said. $1.4 million.
Because they don't have the money to pay for players' Ubers. I'm guessing with rev share and NIL, players can afford, they make more than all of us do.
Yeah, but they don't do it, though.
I know. They should be able to just put Uber on. Like, they make way more money than any of us make.
But they don't. They're young and dumb.
Well, then why are they going to do it with Kirby having chauffeurs? What do you have?
It's 80.
You have 80 drivers.
Coach said we have to use it. Yeah. Yep.
What do you mean?
But here's the deal. Here's the deal: is the coach knows where they're going, when they're going, when they're coming home. I mean, it's a good move. So the coach knows everything that's going on. But and it's a really good move because you know what we didn't hear this offseason? A Georgia driving incident. So it worked. So I don't care if it's dumb or it's whatever. Georgia has the most ridiculous driving problems in the history of the world.
You got Tuttle sacked. Shane Tuttle is a satire
Tuttle.
Kirby Smart did not use $1.4 million of his own money.
Shane Tuttle.
I got Tuttled. Yeah, you got Tuttled.
Oh, well. How about this? Speaking of money.
All right, listen. Can you restart? Del, can you replay the music?
Restart.
Redo the music. Delete that.
How about this money?
Welcome back to the show, guys. 7:57 here on ESPN 97.5.
Scotty Scheffler.
Yeah.
Let's open a segment with some Scotty Scheffler talk. $54 million. He made $691,000 per round, $10,190 per shot, $138,000 an hour, $2,305 per minute, and $38 per second.
I mean, that's good money.
That's great money.
That's good money. Golfers make good money. Shout out to Tiger and Phil the others who built that opportunity for them to make that much. It's still, though, if you're a kid right
Scotty
now.
Scotty's on a Tiger run. He's on a Tiger run. But he doesn't have.
Well, he's on a Tiger run without any majors this year, though.
Yeah, he just won the Tour Championship.
Right. He won, but he didn't win any
of the
majors.
He's got three at this age. Tiger had four.
Three what?
Three majors. From 28 to 30, he's got three majors. And that's Tiger had four, but their stats are almost identical.
Oh, 28.
He's on a Tiger run.
Wait. 28 to 30, he had three majors won.
Yes.
Because Tiger had way more majors under his belt.
No, right. But from 28 to 30, this is the run he's on. See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We talked about Rutledge, but we haven't talked about the CJ extension. So I don't know why this is. And it's every time Nick. It's constantly asked about this. I just think this is a non-story. I think they're going to. So I did see somebody talking about this and made a point. Was it Schefter? Somebody was talking about this. Do you try to get him right now between 52 and 55 and take that chance? Or do you wait if he has a big season, then it's going to go up? Do you wait, or do you try right now to get that done?
If I could get him for 52 right now, I would give him a shorter term deal, and I would probably do it now.
Yeah, but he probably won't.
That's what I'm saying. This argument. So I wanted to play the game that you said from 52 to 55. Sure, I will do it at 52 right now. And what would David Malgeta say? That's why it's ridiculous to even these conversations. People just have no idea how much time they're wasting having these conversations. David Malgeta is not going. He's got an elite defense that CJ's playing with. He's got a better offensive line in theory. He's got David Montgomery, a second year with the. Why in the world would he take 52 when he thinks he can get 60 next year? Or 67? Stressen was talking about, Garrett was talking about, you know, percentage of the cap, because cap's going up. And if he's at 20, if he makes 21% of the cap, his APY would be closer to $67 million.
And that was the basis of the kerfuffle with Jeremy Branham.
Well, but Jeremy said that's what his team's asking.
Yeah, yeah, but that, yeah, Jeremy misreported something.
He's not a report.
Misstated.
Not a report.
He misstated.
He will tell you that.
He mishot took it.
And then after that, he was,
well, he said it as fact as opposed to I think.
He made it as a statement.
He made it as a statement.
Alleged, according to him, he didn't. But
yes, he did.
I've said according to him, John. I said according to him. I'm not arguing
you. He's telling
stories. I'm telling you what he said. And then he went on after the pushback to say, well, these are all the top quarterbacks and the percentage of the cap at the time of their contracts. And CJ, if he's along those lines, would be in the upper 60s percentage of the cap wise.
Now, he hasn't played like
that. But he hasn't. Yes, that's
this is the problem that people run into.
Well, this is a definitive statement that we haven't heard before. Here is Nick Caserio talking about the talks with CJ.
As it pertains to CJ, yeah, I mean, kind of similar to what I said there in training camp. You know, we've had productive discussions. I would say, and the reality is, we'll either get it figured out before the season starts, and if we don't get it figured out before the season starts, then there's something we address in the offseason. So, you know, whenever it happens, it happens.
So they're cutting off negotiations during the season. That basically, if we don't get it done, we're going to go to next year. We're going to go to the next offseason. So, yeah, we get to week one, and that's over. And I think it is – I just believe – why would you do it if you're the Texans? Why would you do it if you're CJ?
You do it for the Texans if you say, look, chances are he's going to be at least average, and we're going to see the price. If you know – if you know the price of shoes, you got some new shoes that you want to buy, and you know there's a big tariff coming, big tariff. Trump's going to put a tariff on everything from wherever, and you know your shoes are about to go up 25%. You're going to get your shoes before the tariff hits.
Yeah.
100% there's a tariff coming on CJ's. It's called a higher salary cap. 100% there's a tariff coming for CJ Stroud's
contract. But you don't know what the shoes are. You don't know what the shoes are.
But you know.
Are they Gucci or are they Converse?
They're Converse, but we know it's
then
not
Gucci.
Then
why are you going to spend all that on Converse?
Because no one wants to run around with no shoes on or have Will Levis shoes.
Well, I'm not Anthony spending Richardson all that shoes. When I don't have to.
Or do you want to wear the new Carson Wentz joints that are Carson Wentz 6.0?
How do you feel about Mac Jones 3.0?
You like Mac Jones 3.0? That don't start.
I don't know. Mac Jones 3.0?
MJV?
You said the wrong name.
Why?
Because people are willing to dream with Mac Jones.
Listen.
Why?
Listen.
Because he had a little Davis Mills thing going on.
He won some
games last year.
The entire philosophy this offseason is turnovers, because turnovers killed him. So turnovers are the main priority.
Hold on
to the ball.
Right. Don't
and
F
CJ
up.
And CJ can't do that.
Houston, now, Texas football, don't F this up.
Yeah,
That's really what it is.
It is.
You could have been in a Super Bowl last year. Houston Texans, don't F this up.
It's Houston Texans offense.
Yeah.
Don't F this up.
Houston Texans, don't F this up, CJ.
Right. That's it. Did you see there's a sheet over him, and it's called the Stroud of Turin Overs?
I saw somebody make that. And
that's terrible.
Stroud of Turin Overs.
Well, he is a God-fearing man.
The Stroud of Turin.
Honestly, though, I want you guys to think about this. What are the odds that CJ re-signs with the Texans? In your opinion, if you had to put odds on it.
I think 85.
That's my opinion, too, because that's what happens in the NFL. Historically, rarely do guys get away after average. So Kyler Murray didn't. And Kyler Murray was hurt, and, you know, his results were fairly average. And he didn't get away. And they had concerns with him playing video games all day long and not even studying. And he got good money. So if that's the case, if you think there's an 85% chance, why not get it done now at 52? Now, I'm saying 52 because
52.
Well, that's why this is a joke for everyone to continue asking the question and having these conversations. It's not done in good faith. No. $52 million is what I would give him. I wouldn't be happy about it. But you know, Trevor Lawrence got 55, so you could even argue, okay, you make it 55. David Mulgeta just wants one average year, and he's getting over $60 million.
Listen, after this season, if CJ is decent, he's getting 52. He's getting 52.
Oh, I'd say
that's the least he's going to get. So David Mulugeta cannot risk CJ having a big year and losing out on about 15 to 18 million dollars a year.
He's decent. He's getting way more than 52.
If he doesn't actively sabotage a playoff game,
yeah,
he's getting. He may be getting 60.
Yeah, right. He doesn't actively sabotage. The numbers turn to 60 because David's just going to go after percentage of cap and say, "Well, I'm just going percentage cap. I'm not doing anything crazy."
I hate talking about my quarterback actively sabotaging.
He tried to do it twice.
Well, I don't think there was an active intent. He wasn't a sleeper cell that was activated by
the
Patriots.
That's the way Dell put it.
Dell made him sound like a sleeper cell.
I didn't say he did it on purpose, but he was
actively sabotaged.
He sabotaged the Patriots game.
He was actively sabotaging unintentionally.
His actions sabotaged that game. It wasn't inactive what he was doing.
Well, okay, but sabotage makes it. It seems like there's intent behind it.
He's an active accidental saboteur.
This is not preseason talk about our quarterback that I want to have.
Well, you call him an
accidental saboteur is not a phrase.
It is what it is.
You brought up C plus Stroud.
No, that cousin Sal brought.
You
that up.
Call him an accidental saboteur of Texans football? Like
that's what happened.
What about the guy that cut his hair, started lifting? And he's a new CJ.
I don't know what that
did you
guy
see
looks...
what he did against the Raiders that drive?
I don't know what that guy looks
did
like.
Did you see the Raiders drive?
Yeah, I saw him.
Did you read the reports about what he did to the Panthers?
Two defenses that came in with poor reputations. And
don't
then he,
care.
And then he played against the Raiders.
Play
backups.
Who's on the schedule.
That's what? That's their that's playoff
fine.
Team.
Play who's on the
Panthers
schedule.
Panthers playoff team.
That's right.
That's fine. Yeah. I don't care.
Tom Brady's part owner of the Raiders.
What does that mean?
He's won a lot of titles. He knows what it looks like.
Max Crosby.
He didn't play.
Lance, fix my sinuses so I can smell what CJ's cooking.
Okay, if you want to smell what CJ's cooking, yeah, John's the rock of the show.
That's right. You're damn right.
Rick Hudson.
Talk about the sinuses.
Let me talk about the sinuses. Let me talk about our girl Lexi. I'm not going to see her. Well, actually, yeah, we will see her at the office today. She's not having a procedure done today. But our social media director said, Lance, she came in yesterday. She said, I'm so excited about going to see Dr. Kaplan. I'm getting headaches. I wake up. I can't breathe. She's got a deviated septum issue, although it's something I've never heard of, where it's a loose septum that moves left and right. So I'm kind of interested to see what Dr. Kaplan says about that. Dr. Kaplan is going to take a look at her. He's going to do the scan, going to find out how they can help her. She is 100% going to be a candidate for the balloon sinuplasty, where they go in, they fill up these balloons while you're under, and it clears out all the sinuses. All the sinuses drain and throughout the cavities of your face. And the deviated septum, I'm sure she's going to have corrected as well. What it does for you, once you're done with your recovery, which you have it done on a Friday, you'll be back at work on Monday. It's no problem. You'll be up and about on Saturday and Sunday. It is a game changer. When you fully recover, which isn't going to take all that long, you are going to have breathing access that you maybe haven't had for years or have never had. And it's become just your way of life. It's something that you try to work around. Once you have that ability to breathe through your nose again, you will wonder why you didn't get this done sooner. Well, I'm telling you about it now. I didn't know about it, but now that I did it, I'm just telling you, it's phenomenal. And you'll find the results that I had, I promise you. Dr. Kaplan, waiting for your call. He's an ENT office, so all ear, nose, and throat issues, they are waiting for you. Go to KaplanSinusRelief.com and book your appointment today. Kaplan with a K, KaplanSinusRelief.com.
All right, welcome back on ESPN 97 Club. Let's talk about that offensive line. Nick Caserio addressed it. The offensive line is set. Here is Nick Caserio talking about the offensive line and how it has evolved.
The best five to put on the field. So, I mean, that's why the group that's out there is probably going to be out there. So, you know, we have 10 on the roster now with Braden and Sam going over. That includes Nate, you know, the trade that we made. So we got 10 guys. Honestly, like any other one of those 10 could probably play and, you know, be productive and be competitive for our team. So you'll probably go with the five that we have that have been out there the last, I don't know, a couple weeks. Feel like that's a good group. And then we got really good depth behind them. So we're going to take eight to the game each week. So, you know, if something happens during the course of the game, someone's going to have to go in and play tackle. Someone's going to have to go in and play center. Someone's going to have to play guard if we lose somebody. So, I mean, the 10 guys that we have here, other than Fabecchi, I mean, have all played a lot of football. So, and Fabetchu, he feels, a pretty good young prospect that is only going to get better. You know, the more reps he has, the more time he has on task.
Well, Fabetchu and Rutledge. Fabetchu played a lot of football at Oklahoma. How funny is it? I mean, they signed Evan Brown first.
Mm-hmm.
And then Wyatt Teller, Braden Smith. What? Look at this. And Evan Brown was just the forgotten man. And he just went do.
Okay. I thought he was good in that Raider game. When they played him, I watched every snap. Raiders defense sucks, so it is what it is. But I thought he did a good job. I mean, he had a good hand placement. He was good body control, and everything looked fine. The real John, we're going to find out what it is in the first few weeks. We'll find out what it actually is. You know, they get Dexter Lawrence early on. They got Ed Oliver coming up. You know, Ed Oliver's child drowned. I don't know if you saw that. Buffalo kind of sucks. Buffalo was trying to keep it quiet out of respect to Ed. And this, who's that guy? Some rabble rouser. He's like a version of you, but only digital. He writes stuff.
What?
And, rabble rouser. I think that's fair, Dell. You called John a rabble rouser earlier. And this guy wrote a piece like he had to break the story.
I think the term is muckraker.
Yeah, muckraker.
For this guy. Mm-hmm. I think it's
yellow journalism is what they used to call it.
Was it him again?
Tony Farmer.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Ed Oliver's son died. That's why he's not been hurt. Why isn't Buffalo telling the truth? Like, dude, come on, man. Don't be a scumbag. Let Ed. Oh, what are we doing here, dude? What?
Leave
like,
him
seriously.
Alone. It's his personal life.
Yeah, that was just.
You talk about a tragedy.
Oh, just scum. This ultimate scumbaggery to put.
Now, why would that like me? Well, I would not do that.
Well, but you. You tried to lie on Kirby Smart's money.
Well, I did. I did try to do that. Did you tunnel sacked? I mean, you're talking about Christian Walker, and you're talking about Jose Abreu
earlier in the
do you
like,
know how
last
many
hour.
Team, do you know how many teams this is now for Evan Brown?
Six.
This is seven.
Yeah. So he's never stuck. That's not great.
That's not great.
It's not ideal.
Yeah.
Well, that's why there are others who are less. Look, people act like I'm negative. I'm Professor Positive. I'm sitting there going, this offensive line is going to be so much better. But other people who maybe are a little bit more objective, not you, Dell. You're just a hater. We can't listen to you.
Warren Sharp doesn't think they'll be good. He had them ranked like the worst O-line. That's before he knew that Evan Brown was going to start.
Yeah, listen, a lot of people relying on PFF grades have said Braden Smith, Wyatt Teller, you know, Ed Ingram's not that good. You guys have – there is an alternate universe. This is dark matter of Texans offensive line play. My universe has the Texans moving people around and running the ball better.
Mm-hmm.
There is an alternate universe that has Wyatt is a backup, which has happened. Braden Smith gets hurt, which has happened. And then you got, big Trent Brown out there at right tackle.
Center.
Ingram trying to prove he's going to have a good second year. A journeyman center. John just mentioned his seventh team. I mean, I like the left tackle and the left guard. There is another alternate universe where the Texans don't run it as well. Like, and I don't want to talk about what happens to the passing game.
Where your GM,
who
never gives you any answers, is telling you your rookie left guard is the best lineman in the room.
Yeah.
Nick Casario, who.
Well, if Nick's not worried about it and D'Amico's not worried about it.
Yes, we learned our lessons from that. But when,
I don't think that's great for the offensive line room.
What's that?
You know, that the rookie, that the GM is coming out and saying that the rookie is the best. Now,
is he going to offend Ed Ingram, Evan Brown?
How long, Trent? How many years before Kalen Rutledge is a captain for this team?
Next year. Well, I mean, it's going to be him and Ursary.
Yeah,
those are the long-term guys.
Him and Ursary.
Hopefully.
Maybe Ed, probably not Evan. Doubtful it's Trent. Probably those two guys. So, I would say by next year. And
next
you know what?
Year,
is this so?
Next year, the captains are CJ, Will, Rutledge.
How crazy is this, though, for him to say that? I get what you're saying, and I thought the same thing, but is it crazy to say Kalen Rutledge is better than Ed Ingram?
No.
Well, you're paying Ed
How about
Ingram
Evan,
to be pretty
by the
good.
Way, he was a first round. He was your
he's
first,
first
round pick. Though.
They're paying Ed Ingram pretty good
well,
money
because
at
he's on a second contract.
Yeah.
This is a first rounder on a first contract.
Rutledge is going to make big money.
He's definitely better than Evan Brown. He's going to be better than an aging swing tackle in Trent Brown. You're basically pairing him up against Ursary. Who's better, Ursary or Keelan Rutledge? You know, I had heard early in camp that they believed that he was, people in that building already believed that he was the best offensive lineman they had, which I got excited about Keelan Rutledge until I realized, hey, what's that say about the rest
of the
line?
Depends on where you think the bar is. Is the bar in hell? So it's not very, it's not high to get over in terms of best lineman?
That's what I said. Is it is it good news or bad news?
Yeah, I don't.
And you could look at it both ways.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, it can be both. The good news is he's the best offensive lineman on your team. The bad news is right now he's the best offensive lineman on your team. And he's never played an NFL snap. So. I don't know. I don't like to think about the alternate universe where they don't run the ball well and CJ's got more pressure on him.
Well, how many Keelan Rutledges are out there, Lance, if we're talking about dark matter?
I hope a lot of Keelan Rutledges. I just started watching season two.
Well, I'm trying to remind you. We saw a lot of Jasons. Yeah. Not all
a lot of
great.
Them dead.
Well, yeah.
I just started the show. I'm only 10 minutes in. I see a lot of dead Keelan Rutledges. Laying around the ground.
Let's hope not. Let's hope it doesn't mimic dark.
I hope they get more Keelan Rutledges.
Oh, five of them at least.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Yeah. So I don't know. This the alternate universe concept.
Well, it's better than five Kenyon Greens. Well, these are the first round picks, the first round guards that the Texans have taken. This is a much better one, I hope.
They never said Kenyon Green was their best offensive lineman.
No.
Well, they had Laramie Tunsil at the time.
In all fairness to them.
They never said he was second best either.
That's true. But they had, at the time, Laramie and Titus, guys who he couldn't have been better than because one was, you know, an all-pro type. Mm. Now, if you're better than journeyman at Evan Brown, journeyman Trent Brown, Arontae Ursary and Ed Ingram, who you pulled off the scrap heap, what does it mean, Nick, when you say that?
It means he's the best offensive lineman they have.
Okay, let's
hope. Well, then part of that is on Nick, quite frankly.
Oh, yes, for not being able to bring him
better
into the
offensive
fold
lineman.
And him being, you know, working his way to be one of your better ones. He immediately, before training camp is over,
Who's worse, Nick picking offensive lineman or Dana Brown picking pitchers?
Dana!
Well,
who's Dana's Keelan Rutledge?
Been pretty bad.
Who's Dana's Keelan Rutledge?
Peter Lambert.
Well, you're right, actually, because second rounder Blake Fisher, first rounder
Kenyon Green.
Like, you're right. That's
Dana didn't have as many, wasn't given as many resources as far as.
Are you hoping that Keelan is the
There's
Peter
five,
Lambert?
Five straight years the Texans have taken an offensive lineman in the first or second.
Ariante Ursary looks
That's
okay.
That's bad.
Right now. But Ariante Ursary looks fine right now.
As a second round pick, right?
Okay.
As a second round pick.
He's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
I didn't, you know,
fine is what you're going for.
Well,
he's the Kaiway Tang of the offensive line.
No, that's so disrespectful.
What?
Super
disrespectful. To who?
Kaiway? No, he's more of the Luis Garcia, I think. He's got a chance to be the Luis Garcia of the offensive line. You have five man rotation. I think he could be the Luis Garcia, certainly
Luis Garcia
the Urquidy
isn't on the team anymore.
I'm going back to when he is healthy. We can certainly go to the
Urquidy.
We're
doing the Dana Brown
comp. I can't compare it now
Dana
to
Brown
this.
Dana Brown didn't sign Luis Garcia.
I know, but my point is I can't compare him to anybody from this Astros team because they all blow in the pitching staff. What am I going to say? Peter Lambert?
He's Ethan Pecco.
Keelan Rutledge is the Peter Lambert of this team.
We don't know that yet.
And that's
that
a
yet.
Compliment, I
you
guess.
You only hope. You don't know that yet.
Yeah, I don't even know that. I don't know that, but my point is, I think Ariante Ursary is going to be an average to above average starter at left tackle. That's fine. That's fine. I will take. Most teams will take average on the offensive line. You just want at least two guys above average. If you can get three guys that are above average or good, you've got the best offensive line of football.
And you can thank Cole Strom for that. That's why.
He's melding Cole Popovich and Brent Strom there,
right?
And he did a good job with it.
Right.
He did,
I mean, remember when they couldn't even pick up?
Actually,
just
that's a good
the simplest twist.
That's actually a really good comparison because Brent Strom took a bunch of guys, and at least under his tutelage, you know, they all got better. Like everyone, they picked up Charlie Morton. Everyone got better than they were when they came in. Right. Everybody. So that's actually a pretty good comparison.
But so good that the Texans decided to wipe them all out.
We're not doing that.
What?
We're not doing that.
If he's Brent Strom doesn't have his entire rotation.
We're not doing Butcher of Bel Air.
No, what I'm saying is,
how did Bel Air get hung with that?
Because
also?
It's the
Braden Smith that's got Tommy John.
But if you can't compare him to Brent Strom, because Brent Strom's rotations didn't immediately have to get wiped out because they weren't good enough. Like, as much as Cole Popovich did, you know what the Texans did? That guy's not good enough.
Like, I do like that. I do like the fact that they move on.
I have a problem with that.
No, they moved on.
No, that's a positive.
But I'm saying that's a positive.
You're not good enough. Get out.
We're doing the stupid comp thing. Brent Strom guys were long-lasting until they got hurt because he's the butcher.
Well, but Popovich couldn't save. Would you stop calling him a butcher? Popovich wasn't here for Kenyon Green. He couldn't save Juice Scruggs.
I'm talking about the guys last year who were starting.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying those picks, those guys who had to leave, like, we'll see what Cole Popovich does.
I'm just saying you're insulting Brent Strom is what I'm saying. Mm.
Yeah, well, Brent Strom is better than Cole Popovich.
Not even close.
Brent Strom has got a lot more pelts than Cole Popovich
does. I don't know if he's better or not. He's a lot more accomplished because he's done
it.
Yeah. We'll see what Cole Popovich does. His offensive line got better last year.
They didn't run block for crap.
No, that's why they got some new guys that are going to dominate, like Braden Smith and Wyatt Teller.
Braden Smith's not playing, Lance.
Well, what about Wyatt Teller?
He's not playing either.
Oh, yeah.
At least not initially.
What about they got Kalen Rutledge, who's new.
Yeah.
He's playing.
And Evan Brown.
Who a bad Cardinals team for a year
they got him.
John did that with Wyatt Teller.
Evan just needed another change of scenery.
Another one?
Yeah.
Another.
Sometimes it doesn't hit till your seventh one.
Okay.
Is when it takes.
The minimum contract, seventh stop, is going to finally figure it out.
It's the seventh spot where you say, oh.
Right.
Dude's been divorced seven times.
This wife is the one.
Yeah.
He's Elizabeth Taylor?
Yes.
Yes. He's Elizabeth Taylor. I was going to say that, but I didn't think you guys would know it.
No. Del is basically a 74-year-old man.
We got
to break.
Del, you
got to
combine these two.
No, I already combined. If we go to break now, we go on time.
Okay, well, then we got to, let's be on time right now by talking about Republic Boot Company. Let's talk, Lance, about Republic Boot Company and how great Republic Boot Company is. And now is the time, if you're somebody that wants to get something for Christmas, and you know what? I'm not thinking about Christmas now. Think about Christmas now, because if you want to give your clients or your people a leather wallet, a wine tote, a golf bag, toiletry bag, work bag, backpack, travel bag, and more, anything leather, you want to give them boots, you want to give them belts, you want to give them jackets. I bought the best jacket at Republic Boot Company. I saw it, and I said, I just got to have that. Anything that you want, you got to get it now so that they can put your logo on it. If you want your logo on it, do it now so that they can get it done for the holidays, right, Lance?
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, I told you, I don't care whether you're a real cowboy type or you're somebody who likes to cosplay right around rodeo time, they got you covered. The boots, the jackets, as John mentioned, the cowboy hats where they fit it perfectly for you. Or if you're somebody that's big time and you want the custom boots from the ground floor up where you pick the skin and everything, that takes longer to get done, but you've got basically one of the finest gifts that you can give yourself in custom boots. It's all at Republic Boot Company. Go to republicbootcompany.com right there in the Heights, republicbootcompany.com.
It's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hey, I just want to throw a real quick question out there. Would it be worth it? And now the recovery of the Astrodome would take hundreds of millions of dollars now. Hundreds of millions of dollars. It's in disrepair. Would it be worth it to create a second venue that was for specifically high school sports? And high school football, maybe be able to get multiple basketball courts in there where you could have tournaments, you know, high school tournaments, or maybe just a huge pickleball facility, possibly. Maybe that's something kind of thinking outside the box, John, of pickleball. you know, maybe they could make millions off of pickleball in the city. I kind of doubt it. But no, in all honesty, could they turn that into a venue where they limit the seating, right? They take out seating. They have to do a lot of stuff. But what about taking that structure? If you're not going to do anything with it, you're not even going to create more parking, what about making it a high school facility where every single week on Thursdays, on Fridays, on Saturdays, there's multiple games?
Well, it's still going to cost hundreds of millions.
Well, that's not going to change.
How are you ever going to get that hundreds of millions back? No.
Yeah, if you, well, you're going to have to, how are you going to generate it? Golden Nugget? Get hot on a crap table?
Well, I don't know. Is somebody going to invest?
How do you generate that?
How
do you
high school?
How do you get that money back? It would take sponsorships. It would take, you know, I don't know. How does anyone get the? I mean, you're not going to be able to sell suites like teams do. You have parking. You have revenue from tickets. You have revenue from concessions. I don't know how you would
take a long time.
Yeah. It would.
I mean, it'd have to be the city would have to do it because they'd have the money. Use taxpayer dollars and then pay it back, which would never happen because they'll never pay it back because of fraud.
What if Christian Walker kicks in $2 million of his money?
Do what?
What if Christian Walker and Emi kick in some of their money? CJ gets $60 million. He says, look, it's only right I kick in $8
million. Why Christian Walker? He's been pretty damn good.
Pretty damn good or
yeah.
Is finally hitting to... About the level that you were hoping he would.
Put some respect on Christian Walker's
name. What about for last year?
Putting him in the same category as Tetsuya Mai.
What about last year?
Last year? He can donate all of last year's proceeds.
Okay, that's a lot.
Okay.
That's a lot. He's hitting .227 right now, but he does have, I mean, he's got 24-76. Those are good. Those are pretty good numbers.
Yeah.
I will. For his power, he has hit with power, and he hit with some power last year, but I was just thinking, if you could, but you're right. From a financial standpoint, it would take so much, you know, not having suite sales, it would just take so much longer. It would have to be a multi-use facility. Concerts, it would need to have concerts in there. It would need to have high school football. You'd have to find, and they're not going to, it wouldn't get the state championship games. You know, Jerry World is going to, it'd be bigger stadiums, but, I just wondered, I mean, if you're just going to let that rat trap just sit there and not do anything with it, I'm just trying to think of something other than casino or, you know.
I want casino. I vote casino. Let's get La Raza in here. ¿Qué pasó, mijo?
Hey, what's up, LA Johnny? Give us the salchicha.
Don't add to it. Hey, give me some of that salchicha. Hey, give me some of that salchicha. Don't play it twice.
He did have to say it.
There's gentlemen. Good morning. I also vote casino. And, man, I just remember there was a time when callers used to call in and used to get them, like, really quick. Shortest wait time in the business. Pepperidge Farms, remember that, too, guys. Pepperidge Farms, remember that. All right.
Pepperidge Farms. What do you want to talk about?
Okay, look, I got something. Hey, look, this is a side note, by the way. At the party, Chance offered me an adult video spot. Where do I get in contact with him about that?
No, he does videos of adults, or where he does your parents. And he creates a documentary for adults. It's not an adult film that he wants you to be part of.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And then, so the girls that weren't there with them that weren't part of his crew or anything like that, was that with Nick's girls?
Yeah, no. Although I've never seen those girls before that Nick had.
No. They had different colored hair, if I remember correctly.
Are those must be his waitresses now.
Yeah, they're bartenders and waitresses.
Okay.
So they weren't part of Chance's crew.
They're not, like, and Chance doesn't run an adult film industry. That's not what it is, Irv. I'm telling you.
You don't know.
No, La Raza, it's not an adult film. He makes films for adults.
Man, you gotta get on this, La Raza. You gotta get on these adult films. I'm like, well, I gotta talk. Well, I'm,
and it's not Nick's.
I don't know if anything about, like, me is very, you know, searchable. But I'm just saying. But no, I got a real question for you, gentlemen. Real question. All right. It's real. All right. Remember, we guys were talking about the guys that go to the NFL, want to go back to college. How come this doesn't apply to coaches? Is it just because they were student athletes and then coaches can't go back? Like, let's say you're a coach in the NFL. You can't really be successful. Look what happened with Nick Saban. He was in Miami. They didn't really do anything. Went to Alabama and turned that to a power juggernaut. How come that doesn't apply to coaches? Let's say a guy goes undrafted into a team that he ain't going to really do nothing. Why not let him fulfill 1 year? You know, because there's guys out here that always think that, you know, people that are 38 are still playing in a certain league that they still got it. What's the difference between those two scenarios?
You're not, I mean.
Big difference.
Yeah, coaches can go back to coach college.
College coaches, it's a profession. Pro coach is also a profession. College is supposed to be a student athlete, pro, and a pro football players. Now, you know what? The lines are blurred with them getting paid as much as they're getting paid.
Oh, yeah.
The lines are blurred now.
Yeah.
But here's the deal. Is it now? So now the new rule is you get 5 years, right?
No, that's not the new rule. It's only for this year because of 2022. It's not. Oh, yeah, that's right.
The new rule is you get to play 5 years now.
Well, has that been, but is that a done deal?
Yes. Yeah, you get to play 5 years now.
Was that passed by the government, right? Or what's the.
So
are we sure it's.
Everybody says it's just this year because those guys.
Well, that's what the 5 for 5 is.
5 for 5. You get to play 5 years now. So everybody says it's just this year that the pros can go back.
Mm-hmm.
What if I play 3 years, go to the NFL, don't make it, and I say I want to play my last 2 years?
No, I think it has to be concurrently. Or it has to run consecutively, rather.
Well, then, what if I go to camp and I say I want to go back?
Isn't the point of this is because the 2022 class didn't get the opportunity to make the decision because the decision was made after they were already declaring?
Yes, that's the point.
Right, but now they've set the precedent that you can go pro and then go back. They've set the precedent. So if I play 3 years, sign with a team, don't make the team, you know what? I'll go to court and say, wait a minute, those guys got to do it. Why can't I do it?
Well, it's a state-by-state thing because there's a ruling that came down yesterday where it was not allowed. Like, another case was presented in a different state, and the court said, nope, you guys can't do
this. Well, that made sense.
Yeah, so.
So that state has a sensible judge.
Yeah, you're right. So the NCAA unanimously approved. So it was NCAA approved, not judicial. Where it's 5 years, probably to avoid
court
cases.
That's why these guys get to come back, because it's a new rule.
Well, no, they get to come back specifically for the 2022. That was done before.
But I'm telling you, if a guy goes after 4 years and goes to the pros, doesn't make the team, mm-mm, says, I want to go back to college.
Can't go.
Well, the precedent's been set that you can do this.
No, you can't because none of these schools are taking them.
Well hold on.
They all have rules.
You don't know that?
Well, the SEC LSU
is about to take
them.
Well, then LSU's about to take them.
Then they'll take the fines if they do.
And then they may. Well, it's not whatever because of the.
Yeah, it's not. If they say you're out of the SEC,
no. A judge ruled you can't punish LSU for this.
You can't take. Well, the SEC apparently feels like they have a chance to win that anyway in a different court. But the CFP committee is saying, well, they had a meeting yesterday to discuss will we let teams play who play pro players. So if you're LSU, this is stuff that. It may be too quick to figure out before your first game, but if you're under the impression that the tide is against you and the CFP would say you're ineligible because you played a pro player, by the way, CFP is an invitational. I don't know what the courts can do to manage what they do in the situation.
You can't.
They can't. So LSU, all this stuff you're doing to win football games, the CFP says, nope, you're playing pros. You can't play.
If they're one of the best, they wouldn't. But if it's close, that could be a deciding factor.
But they're laying the groundwork. We don't care how good you are.
You get 5 years continuously, and that's it. It doesn't pause. It doesn't. So in your scenario, John.
I think what they're going to do. Consecutive years.
What they're telling you. But you're not for this, though.
Well, if these guys do play, you opened up Pandora's box.
Yes.
For future guys, too.
That's why you have to find an airtight rule that says once you pass the threshold, which they thought they had.
Once you pass the threshold, you can't come back.
It's
like when you're, you know, when you drive, I've never had this happen, thank God. But when you go to return your rental car and you go over those spikes, but if you try to back up over them, it'll make all your car tires go flat.
Right.
It's got to be the same thing. Once you pass that threshold, you cannot hit reverse and go back to college.
And at the moment, the entirety of college football is, for the most part, against what LSU is doing. Like Texas has a player that's not talked about, one of their starting offensive linemen. went into a camp, never signed a deal. Now he's back, although Sark was being very high and mighty about the situation. Meanwhile, he has a guy. But
he does have a guy that played pretty
well. Yeah. But for the most part, it feels like this is the tide. But
Sark came out and said, he's not good.
Well, he's going to be in your two deep. He's pushing. The tide is pushing back against it. So I don't know that many colleges have the appetite, programs have the appetite to do it.
No, I understand that. I understand that. But you're opening up. I hope it doesn't happen. LSU, stop already. Stop.
Yeah, they're just pushing it. They're pushing the envelope on everything.
They sure are. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. Right now I'm talking about the Golden Nugget. What a great time we had last week there. It's just so awesome to me. I love me some Golden Nugget. I think you guys, if you listen to the show, you know that. They got great entertainment coming up. They've got Steve Trevino, entertainment. Joe is going to be there. Joe, Melissa Etheridge, Randall King, Foreigner, Travis Tritt. I mean, American Combat Alliance 59. What? Yeah, it's all coming. It is fun. These are all in the big arena that they have. They have the Blue Martini nightclub is awesome. You got nightlife, you got swimming pool, you got golf, you've got restaurants, you've got casino, a beautiful hotel. There's nothing you don't have there, and the DraftKings Sportsbook to watch football. It's football season, best place to watch it. It's not even arguable. When you go, make sure that you tweet us or call us and tell us what a great time that you had at the DraftKings Sportsbook watching football. It is awesome. Make a plan this football season. Take a weekend. Go watch college and pro at the GoldenNugget.com. GoldenNugget.com/Lake Charles. GoldenNugget.com/Lake Charles. I don't want to, but I'm going to. I'm going to apologize to all you listening on the stream. Right now, if you're listening to the radio, you call in. Third caller gets Cougs tickets. Now, you have to use them. 713-780-3776. You have to use them. Do not call in if you don't want the tickets. Do not call in if you don't want to go to the game. The game is this Saturday. Oregon State got a new quarterback, the Heisman Trophy winner from FCS. Or it's the Jerry Rice winner.
Mm-hmm.
He's the Jerry Rice winner. And this is going to be a good game. It was a good game last year. It'll be a good game. We had Coach Fritz on.
Do you remember where Jerry Rice went to school, John?
Yeah. Yes.
Where?
Swack. It's Mountain Valley.
Close. Not mountain.
Not mountain.
It's a state not known for great high school scores.
Mississippi Valley.
There it is. Mississippi Valley State. But their reading scores in elementary have gone sky high past Massachusetts. Anyway, it was a great, which is nice. I like seeing states get smarter. Mississippi Valley State, he played with a quarterback named Willie Totten.
Willie Totten.
And me and Johnny Harris used to try to emulate them when we played street football together against my brother, Mike, and Mac Jones. And then, so one of us would be Willie Totten, one of us would be Jerry Rice, obviously.
Yeah.
Because that was the cool team. Like, you ever heard of this team, Mississippi Valley State? They might be better than any college football team at all. Look at these stats. You know, when you'd see stats like that were so incredible. Like, what? Mississippi Valley State is unstoppable. God, they might be the best team in college football. Well, they weren't. But Jerry Rice is a Hall of Famer, came from there. So there you have it. I'm working on, you know, I totally forgot to line this up.
Where
with
did
Scott
Walter
Barrett,
Payton
but
go?
Working on getting Scott Barrett on for our fantasy football hit this week because we got to get ready before our drafts are coming up.
Yes!
So Scott is hopefully I get Scott to join us today. If not, we'll get it done tomorrow or Friday. And then had somebody from Mike Elko's office reach out about getting Coach Elko on each week. We'll see if we can make it work schedule wise. Big year for the Aggs. Big year for Elko.
For him or us? We're wide open.
We'll see what he can. Yeah, what he can do. Yes.
Yeah.
Like Marcel Reese. Did you see? He said something about University.
Is that
of
true? Because I don't want to. I didn't want to say it if it. I'm because I already got ball sacked this morning.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he did say that. I think it was on ESPN.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
He says he doesn't like Texas.
He said they're
And yeah, I know we lost to them twice, but they got to come here, so we got something for them. Well, you had them at home a couple years ago and didn't score an offensive touchdown. So perhaps
it seems like that happens to them in big games.
Well, the last two big games they've had at home to close out the season, they didn't score an offensive touchdown. But this time they've got some for Texas.
Leave him alone.
He said it. What do you mean leave him alone? I didn't tell him to say what he said. You can't be 0-2 against Texas and already have them at home and not score a touchdown and talk about we got some for him this time. Particularly when the last when the last competitive throw you made was a game sealing interception.
Yeah, here's what Marcel Reed said about Texas directly. Here's his exact. Yeah, you just read it, didn't you?
Yeah,
Dell.
There's more. He talks about the colors being ugly.
We don't like Texas. I don't like Texas. I got something for him for sure. Let's see how it works out. Don't be saying you got something for him.
You can't be 0-2.
Great until you get punched in the face.
It's all great until that burnt orange wearing Colin Simmons is bearing down on you.
Ooh, he's no fun to go up against.
Yeah.
Yeah, Scott Barrett's going to call in next.
Did you guys see one of the biggest stories in the history of the world yesterday?
What did Colin Morikawa do?
Jackson Koivun was named to the U.S. President's Cup team.
More obscure. You went with Morikawa. He found a more obscure golfer to talk about.
Yeah, Morikawa's not super obscure, but
not really, no.
It's right down the fairway for John.
Yeah.
But this guy, he just turned pro. He won his third ever tournament, but, I mean, he's 21, just turned pro, and he put him on the President's Cup team. Brent Snedeker did.
Well, other golf news. Tiger Woods had his license suspended for 5 years.
5 years suspended. You know what, though? Good. It maybe Kirby Smart will pay for his chauffeur. No.
Tiger's got the money.
I'm pretty sure Tiger can afford somebody to drive him around.
You've got a friend who has had his own driver for years, John.
Forever. Two friends who they never drive. And they don't have.
But they make more than Tiger.
They don't have a 20th, a 50th of what Tiger Woods has.
You don't know what Tiger has left.
Tiger's got a B.
Well, Tiger had a divorce.
Yeah, he had a D, too.
He had a D.
So that might have cut into the B.
Pretty sure he still got a D.
And one of your friends had somebody who wanted
a divorce.
Who wanted to get him.
Oh, a divorce.
Yeah.
No, he's still. Tiger's worth the D caused
the divorce. And now he may.
The D caused him to get a D.
And now he may have less than the B that he would have had if not for his D causing the divorce.
Yeah. And he's got a lot of legal Fs.
Yeah.
With their fees.
F ups that have led to fees.
Yeah. So that takes some of your money.
Yeah.
Tiger's
and no one's questioning how much money he has.
And property tax is probably high on his houses.
But it's less than he would have had.
Done
and
this
the price
anyway.
Of beef is very high right now.
I mean,
price
I'm glad
beef.
I'm glad a judge told him, get a driver.
Do you
because
think,
it's so stupid what he did.
Do you think...
The
woman he's with was sent after him because at some point Tiger's going to have to invest in like stakes or a school. Like he's dating a Trump. Do you think someone was like, you know what, we're a little low on investment capital. Hey, go after Tiger. Maybe we can sell a school. Maybe he'll invest in some stakes. Maybe he'll invest in a golf course.
Not doing Trump stakes with Tiger Woods.
You don't know.
I don't actually know. But
he's not still dating a
Trump. Yes, he is.
What about
she
the
was
shoes?
With him at the courthouse.
What about the Trump shoes that were out there, like the high tops?
Is Tiger just
Now, she's not really a Trump. She was married to Trump.
Well, the name remains.
Yeah.
Oh.
She was married to Don Jr., I think.
I don't know which one she was married to, honestly.
I don't know that they're going to consider. Now, Tiger's money spins, though.
Yeah, all that money spins.
I don't think she's trying to help out.
Yeah.
I don't think she's trying to help
probably out. Trying to just get hers.
Hey, do you think she he charges her rent? You don't think he charges her rent?
Tiger?
Yeah.
You told me he's a little cheap.
Hey, he's cheap. No. Nota Begay said you used
to
have
to
get
if
you beat him in college, you had to get paid before because he would run off the course and not pay. Nota Begay said he was like legendarily cheap.
I'll be more than happy to cohabitate with you, but this is not going to be a free ride.
Well,
you got to kick in a little something.
Cohabitate. He would say cohabitate. Well,
he is a nerd.
He is from Stanford.
John, we got to go to break because Scott Barrett is here with is here with us. But maybe you're not going to be a professional golfer, but you're looking for a change of careers. What would you do?
Well, if you can't golf at, on the pro level, you can go to IBEW.
Hold on, John. I got a little. I was downstairs.
He won't allow. He just
No. No, this is IBEW. No, it's about IBEW. I was downstairs, and I'm walking, and the guy who works at Burger Chan, he's like, Lance. Or he's like, hey. He went out. His name's Alan. And he's like, hey, I see you walk by all the time. I know you've been coming in here for years just saying hello. We were talking. He told me, yeah, I'm getting ready to I'm an electrician, but I had to stop because I had these bills to pay, and now I got to go back and get my certificate again. I'm joining a union. And I said, there's a union for electricians. I said, IBEW. He goes, damn, you're a real one. How do you know that? I said, because we talk about it on the radio, IBEW.
You see that? Now, you don't have to be an electrician, though, to get there. You got paid on-the-job training. Maybe you're good with your hands. Maybe you're not. Maybe I don't. You know what? You don't. It doesn't matter what walk of life you're from. You will learn. You get paid while you learn. You can get into the career, and it's little. That guy's probably going to get into it a lot quicker because he's already an electrician. So, but it's 3 to 5 years, paid on-the-job training. And when you do get there, high wages, full family health insurance, retirement planning, all of that stuff, which is something that you might not have. You might be wandering aimlessly through life. And if you are, go to IBEW66.com right now. Change your life. International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, Local 66. They help build, maintain, and operate our electrical grid. You can do it. Stop whatever you're doing and your dead-end job or not working at all. IBEW66.com, powering careers, powering the future. Houston's.